We're doing Yonah, and we're up to the end. We're up to what's referred to as the fourth chapter. And maybe we'll start from the beginning again. We'll dedicate our learning to Aliza Bat Avraham. Yonah feels terrible. Things aren't working out the way he had hoped. And what's worse is that the destruction of the Jewish people is imminent, and he feels like he has a hand in it. God was contemplating destroying Ashur, and here Yonah spoke to them. They didn't do a complete repentance, and nonetheless, Hashem says, I will destroy them. I will let the Assyrian Empire remain, and I will destroy the Jewish people. Yonah sees that they're still pagans, but they knew, they were right in their calculation, that if they only repent from thievery, then the decree will change. And that's what happens. So Yonah sees that over idol worship, the people of Israel will be exiled and destroyed. And yet these people who are pagans, they're continuing their idol worship, and they're not going to be destroyed. And so Yonah says, I've done my task. Let me not live and see my people suffer. He says to Hashem, if you're going to take revenge from the Jewish people for their sins, yet forgive the Assyrians like this. So Yonah says, "Vayitpalel el Hashem vayomah." He prays to Hashem and says, "Ana Hashem, please Hashem, haloze devari adayoti al haadmati." That's what I said initially, and I asked earlier that the kindness that you do for Nineveh, I know, is not because they deserve it, but rather al admati, because you want to extend the Assyrian Empire long enough for them to destroy my land, the land of Israel. That's why I ran away. I knew that for Nineveh you will be chanun v'rachum v'chapayim v'chesed v'tinachem el ha'ra'ah. I know that you're willing to forgive Nineveh because your intent is to use them to destroy the Jewish people. Let's pause. Let's look forward a little bit. If we move forward to the book of Nahum. And the book of Nahum begins, Masa Ninvei, Sefer Chazon Nahum El Koshi. The following prophecy, the prophet Nahum is going to speak to the people of Ninvei. What's Nahum going to tell them? Kel kano v'nokem Hashem. Hashem takes revenge. Hashem will avenge. Nokem Hashem uval chayma. Nokem Hashem netzara v'noteru le'oivav. Hashem will take revenge from the people of Nineveh. On the one hand, God has mercy. On the other hand, He won't just turn a blind eye. And so, Hashem will take revenge from Nineveh. And Nahum, who lived a short while after Yonah, prophesizes about the ultimate destruction of Nineveh. Because Nineveh returns to their evil ways. The people of Nineveh go back to stealing from one another. They go back to being evil people. And that's why God will send the prophet Nahum, two books down in the Treyasar, to tell them it's over. And this time it's really going to be over. And it's not clear that Nahum spoke to them. Nahum quite possibly was talking to us, telling us that God will take revenge from them. So Yonah says, I knew that you're going to extend the years of Nineveh just to destroy the land of Israel. And being that I was the cause of all that, V'ata Hashem, and therefore now Hashem, I ask you, and this is the prayer, Kachnat nafshi mimeni, take my life, ki tov moti mechayai, I'm better dead than alive. I don't want to witness my people being destroyed because of what I've done. Yonah is not upset, or at least he claims he is not upset, over the fact that God forgave Nineveh. But Yonah is upset because he knows that the intent is the ultimate destruction of the Jewish people. Vayomer Hashem, so Hashem says to Yonah, Hahitev charalach, are you upset because I did good? Because I was kind to someone else? Are you upset because I did kindness to the people of Nineveh? Yonah doesn't answer. And God is technically giving Yonah Musar. He's telling him, how could you be upset that I'm kind to someone else? How could you be upset that I'm doing good to someone else, to the people of Nineveh? You're a good person. So how could you be upset that I do good? Yonah doesn't answer. This wasn't really a question. This was more of rebuke. Yonah leaves the city sitting to the east. What has God told the people of Nineveh? 40 days Nineveh will be overturned. Where else do we see the number 40 in Tanakh? Where else do we have 40 days?
In the desert.
In the desert. When the Jews sin with the Egel, Moshe has to spend 40 days begging God not to destroy them. Right?
Noah,
right? So, Yonah figures, okay, God won't overturn the city, but at least some punishment's going to come. So Yonah goes out of the city, Vayas lo sham sukkah, he makes himself a little sukkah. Yonah doesn't stay in the city, the people are sinful, even though they're not stealing anymore, but they are sinful in other things. So a good person stays away from sinners. He knows that they could pull him down. Ve'yeshev tachteh batzel, he sits in the shade, but we all know when you sit in the shade of the sukkah, it's not exactly so pleasant because the sun still comes through the twigs. Ad asher yireh ma'yeh ba'ir, till he sees what happens in the city. Yonah has a condition where he has a raging fever. All his skin has been peeled off by the acids of the fish. He has no hair. And the sun really bothers him. He really suffers, especially with his raging fever. So God makes this plant grow over Yonah, and the leaves of the plant spread over him. And this plant offers him shade. So the poor man is suffering. He has a raging fever. He's sitting in the sun, and Hashem alleviates his pain a little bit. And Yonah was very happy. And God sent a worm to eat away at the plant. And as the sun rose in the morning, the plant dried and withered. And now Yonah is going to have the beating sun come down on him again. And ויהי כי זרוח השמש וימן אלוקים רוח קדים חרישית ותח השמש על ראש יונה ויתלה. God sent a tremendous easterly wind, and the wind came, and the sun is beating down, the hot wind is blowing on Yonah. Yonah has a raging fever, and he faints. The sun's beating down on him, and he's suffering. He sees he's on the verge of death. He says, God, don't let me come back. He says, God, let me die. I'm on the verge of death as it is. And he said, Tov moti mechayai. I'm better off dead than alive. I don't want to live a life where I see my people suffering because of what I've done. Let me die. So God says to Yonah, Hahetev chara lecha lakikayon. Yonah, wait a second. Let me understand. You're asking for death. And yet, when you lost that plant that was granting you shade, you were upset. Now here I see contradiction. If you prefer being dead than alive, so why were you so upset that you lost the plant? Must be that when you had some shade, life was worth something to you. You have a raging fever, you're suffering, and yet life has value. When the kikayon goes, suddenly life has no value. Wait a second. Is your sorrow over the fact that the people of Nineveh are going to be destroyed? Are going to destroy Israel? Well, then what difference does it make if you have the plant or you don't have the plant? Yonah, what's the truth? What's really going on inside of you? And Yonah says, Vayomer hitev charali ad mavet. Yonah says, no, God, I want to die, but I don't want to suffer on the way. So I was hoping I would die, but I was happy with the kikayon, and when the kikayon passed from the world and I suffered under the beating sun, then I was upset, because that meant that till I die, I'm going to suffer. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, not accurate. Hashem said, Ata hasta la kikayon. You cared about that tree. You didn't plant it. You didn't grow it. Ashalo amalta bo velo gidalto. You didn't toil over it. You didn't raise it. Shebin laila ya, uvin laila avad. It came overnight. It went overnight. And what's it worth? A little plant gave you some shade. And if so, Vanilo achus al Nineveh, you don't want me to have compassion, to forgive the people of Nineveh? Ha'ir ha'gdola, it's a great city. Asher yesh ba'arbe m'shtemesre rivo adam, it has over 12,000 people. Asher lo yada ben yemino l'smolo. They don't know the difference between left and right. There are over 12,000 children there. Yonah, you were willing to let 12,000 children die. Yonah, what are you upset about? Yeah, Nineveh will destroy the Jewish people, but why do you want Nineveh dead? There are children there. There are people there who you can't expect better of them. I shouldn't have compassion over them? You, Yonah, had compassion over a little bit of shade. You know how precious humanity is to me? Uve Marava and so many animals. So what's the message of the book of Nineveh? One thing we see here is how much God wants it to be good for us. We end up with hope. Yonah doesn't get his way, but Jew, non-Jew humanity, Hashem says, is precious. And even people who will ultimately destroy us, Hashem says, they've been sinning, they maintain their pagan ways, they did a partial tshuva, and I know they will continue sinning later. I'm not going to overturn them. So we end off the book of Yonah and Yom Kippur with hope. We're hitting the climax of Yom Kippur, and we're hitting it with a message that Hashem says, I want what's good for you. You're very precious to me. We saw many messages in the book of Yonah. Messages about Shuva being able to overturn a decree. Messages about the importance of us aligning our path in life with what God wants of us. And we also conclude with a message that God is rooting for us. And God is looking for a way to make it good for us. Now it's up to us. We have 3 days till Yom Kippur. We should merit to choose realistic and good paths for ourselves for this coming year. Every person should take some time. Remember, tafasta meube lo tafasta. You try to grab too much, you won't get anything. It's always better to take something that's bite-sized. A person shouldn't try to jump too high. And then people fall flat on their face. And on the other hand, the person has to know his responsibilities and focus. Make a game plan. We have a year in front of us. We're at the entrance to a new year. And someone up there is rooting for us. Someone who said even at the expense of millions of Jews, he wasn't going to destroy all of the Assyrians, because every human being is precious. If the Jews will deserve to be punished later, then they got what they deserved. But at that point, Hashem said, if there's only an opening at which I could say favorable things about Ashur, I'm going to leave them be. It's not just the way Yonah thought. I know, God, you let the city of Nineveh stay, you let the Assyrian Empire stay, because you need them to destroy the Jews. God says, no. They have intrinsic value. They're human beings. I let them stay. You valued the plant. Well, how much more so do I value every single human being there? And so we end off the book of Ninveh with a very powerful message for all of us. Gemar chatima tovah.